Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com, sitting in for Elliot Jager. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the Parsha this week?
Parsha is Bamidbar, the beginning of the fourth Chumash, the Chumash of Bamidbar. And it's a Chumash that's also called Chumash HaPkudim, the Chumash of the Counts, counting the Jewish people, because the Jewish people are counted a number of times in the Chumash itself. I think anyone who views Jewish demographics has to be struck by the fact that if we were approximately 3 million people at Sinai, 600,000 men between the ages of 20 and 60, so an overall population of about 3 million, what happened? I heard that there were only about 3 million Chinese in the world then. The Chinese are 1,500,600,000. We're barely 13.5-14 million. So I think that's the question that shouts out at us from all Jewish demographics. Well, I would be discouraged if it were not for the fact that the Lord has promised us that we would be few in number. And the Torah itself teaches us, Lo mirubchem, I did not choose you because you are many. Ki atem ha-ma'at mikol ha-amim, you are the fewest of all, the smallest of all people. And what we see is the price of being a small people. At the time of the destruction of the Second Temple, there probably were 6-7 million Jews in the world. But over 2,000 years, you would expect great growth. It didn't happen because of all the bugaboos of Jewish life, terrible persecutions that eliminate entire generations, assimilation. There are millions of people in the world who have some connection to the Jewish people, biologically, going back enough generations, but who are completely non-Jewish in every respect. And so that takes the toll. Then on top of it, you have the toll today, Jewish singles, people marry late, people have small families. The Jewish population in the United States doesn't reproduce itself. 1.8, at least 2.2. And pretty much only in the religious Jewish world do you have substantial families. And the whole idea that you don't have to be married, you know, and relationships and all of this culture served to undermine us in trying somehow to come back to ourselves. In 1939, there were approximately 19 million Jews in the world. We've never replaced the 6 million from the Shoah, even though 60 years have passed. It's a form of national suicide as well. All of that taken together is really the story of Jewish demographics. And I think that that's part of the reason why the Torah counts the Jewish people, point out to us that at least a critical mass is necessary. You need some Jews, right? You cannot have Judaism without Jews. And you cannot have a Jewish state without a Jewish population, etc., etc. All of these things which are so self-evident, nevertheless, bear repeating. And they bear emphasis. And the Torah therefore came to give us that emphasis. So the Torah counted each and every one of them. They even told us names, how many were in each tribe, so that we would get a sense of how important it is to have numbers, to be a people that has a future. I remember that when I was much younger, I was a rabbi in Miami Beach. The Ponovish Rav came to Miami Beach, Rabbi Kahaneman, And we had a young couples group then in the synagogue, and he asked to speak to them. I couldn't imagine what he was going to speak about, but we arranged it, and he said as follows. He said, there are 1.5 million Jewish children that were destroyed by the Germans in the Second World War. He said their souls are floating in the air, in the ether, looking for a body. He said, our job is to give them a body. And it certainly made an impression, because that's not the way we usually look at things. And if we put all of this together, so then the importance of numbers, the importance of there being substantial numbers of Jews, the importance of making certain that the critical mass will always be there, takes on great value in our lives. And I think that probably is the central message of the Parsha and the Chumash Bamidbar, to impress that fact upon us.
Thank you, Rabbi Berylwein.
You've been listening to Rabbi Berylwein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.